A clear form of organisation is the line organisation. The line organisation derives its advantages from the fact that it is the clearest and most uncomplicated of all organisational forms. However, this is also its limitation. A line organisation also makes companies quite immobile. Line organisations date back to the time of industrialisation. At that time, machines were much more expensive than labour. Accordingly, the focus of interest was on operating the machines as efficiently as possible. Employees were needed to run the machines. The machines soon became specialised for certain operations, example punching or drilling. This meant that extensive machining operations were increasingly broken down into individual work steps, tailorisation. Management now had to ensure that these individual work steps were performed by employees in as short a time as possible. Of course, such work was no fun for the employees and did not lead them anywhere. Motivation to perform could only be gained through payment. In the meantime, employees have become more informed and qualified, and they have also become more expensive. The resource employee should therefore be given a higher priority. The potential of employees cannot be tapped well in hierarchically managed line organisations. Another disadvantage of line organisations is silo thinking, which is often observed among employees, and headcount thinking among managers. The former prevents employees from taking a holistic view, with the result that optimization takes place in their own area of work, but not for the benefit of the overall process. The latter can lead to unbalanced capacity between departments, resulting in bottlenecks. Pay attention to communicative exchange and ongoing coordination between operational functions, between silos. Ensure that the business process is not hindered by boundaries between divisions and departments. Alignment at key interfaces, along with operational processes, is essential to this end. How are interfaces managed in your organisation? Line organisations may still be suitable for production environments. However, in order to tap the potential of employees for the company, the structure should not be understood and lived in a hierarchical way. Managers should also see their task in line organisations as leading their teams to independent and responsible decision-making.